This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
At a conference last month, two presidential candidates talked about establishing a strategic reserve for America's finances. Both Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke to the Bitcoin conference and called for the establishment of a Bitcoin strategic reserve. In addition, Senator Cynthia Lummis explained her Bitcoin reserve legislation to the audience that also included other members of Congress and CEOs of companies and billionaire investors. Not so long ago, conversations about Bitcoin were taking place on the periphery of society. No longer. Two presidential candidates spoke at the conference, and even the presidential campaign for Kamala Harris has been talking about cryptocurrency. Consider just a few of the comments by the two candidates. Kennedy referred to the Bitcoin strategic reserve as a corruption's greatest foe. He also said Bitcoin is anti-war. Trump promised to make America a nation that leads in Bitcoin, but he also called for an end to Operation Choke Point 2.0 and for an end to the development of a CBDC. One of the other speakers, Michael Saylor, who is the former CEO of MicroStrategy, refers to this idea as the Louisiana Purchase of our generation. He reminds people that Thomas Jefferson purchased the Louisiana Territory for $15 million back in 1803 and nearly doubled the size of the United States. William Seward paid $7 million for Alaska that has $1 trillion of oil underneath it. Will a strategic reserve be implemented in the next few years? I think it deserves attention and should be debated in Congress after the November election. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of anti-Semitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.